Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today we're going to hear from Susan Canfield. She is one of the members of the steering committee for the Tulip Queen ceremony. The Tulip Queen is, of course, the ambassador to Pella, and she's a star of Tulip Time, which is going to be going on in May of 2013. Voting has begun for the Tulip Queen, or for at least the 12 finalists for the Tulip Queen. Ballots for that voting can be found in the paper, and it needs to be turned in by Tuesday of next week. All right, well, today we're going to be talking about voting for the 12 finalists for the Tulip Queen. Tell me about how the voting process goes. How can the public get involved in this?
Well, this week in both the Town Crier and the Pella Chronicle, we, the Tulip Time Steering Committee, ran pictures of the 16 nominees for Tulip Queen. And there's a ballot in the paper, and you fill out the ballot with your three choices, and you would submit that to four different locations: Fairway, Hy-Vee, Marion County Bank, or the Town Crier, by Tuesday, October 16th, at 5 p.m.
So why is it so important to have the community really get out and get involved as much as they can in this?
Well, this is really the community's chance to share their thoughts. The community did nominate a number of girls, and then of the large number that were nominated, 16 girls accepted the nomination. And so this gives the community a chance to vote and be involved in the process of selecting the 2013 Tulip Queen.
So what's the role of the Tulip Queen once she's finally chosen?
The Tulip Queen and her court serve as ambassadors for Pella. They travel throughout the state. They develop a program that talks about Pella and talks about our Dutch heritage and talks about the windmills and all the wonderful treasures that we have here in town. And then they promote Tulip Time, which will be May 3rd, 4th, and 5th of 2013.
I can imagine it's kind of they're kind of big shoes to fill, since there've been great Tulip Queens in the past. Is there a little bit of pressure on the girls for that?
Oh, there likely is some. I think they get excited. They get to share about their heritage. They get to share their love of Tulip Time. I really feel strongly that the girls who have accepted their nomination really love Tulip Time and look forward to the opportunities to share about the community and promote Tulip Time.
So this choosing of the 12 comes quite a bit before Tulip Time. Tell me a little bit about what goes on after these 12 are chosen.
Well, they all get to be fitted for Dutch costumes. They also develop a program that is about 15 minutes long. They travel around the state with that. They also are involved in the Sinterklaas Parade, which is in November. So there's a lot to do between now and Tulip Time to get people to come to Tulip Time, and the Queen and her court are really responsible for a lot of that, or do a lot to market the event.
So how is the Queen chosen out of this top 12 group?
Well, on November 10th, there's a Queen's announcement party, and the ladies all do, they are interviewed by about 35 to 40 judges. They go through an interview process, and then they prepare a short 3-minute presentation, and they perform that in front of a large audience of family and friends and community members. And then the judges vote for the candidates, and then the top five are the Tulip Queen and her court.
What kind of things are these judges looking for in the girls?
I think they look for poise. They look for communication skills. They look for girls who, you know, who have the personalities that's going to promote Pella, that's really going to share about their heritage and about the community's heritage and what goes on and Tulip Time.
Well, do you have any advice you can give to these girls who are hoping to be chosen in this group of 12 and then further on as the Queen gets chosen?
I think the advice that I would give is to be themselves, to be excited about this opportunity, to be ready to share their feelings and to share their love for their community, their love for their for Tulip Time and their love for Pella, and that will take them far in this competition.
And if you can give one plea to the public to get out there and vote, what would it be?
That I would just look in the paper and cut out the nomination form or the voting form and fill it out and get it turned in by Tuesday, October 16th at 5 p.m. And the more people that vote, the better the process goes.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
You're welcome. Anytime.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Susan Canfield, one of the members of the steering committee for the Tulip Queen ceremony, the Tulip Queen ambassador for Pella, and of course a star of Tulip Time in May of next year. Voting has begun. Finalist will be chosen as a part of the Tulip Queen competition. You can find ballots in the paper, the town crier, and they need to be turned in to Hy-Vee, Fairway, the Marion County Bank, or other locations around Pella by the end of the day on Tuesday. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.